The Iraqi city of Basra is struggling to deal with a growing problem: illegal drugs. The drug problem has led to overcrowded prisons and increased pressure on police to find the drugs and the people who use them. It comes just months after violent protests over poor government services. Once known as the Venice of the East, Basra City lacks clean water and does not have enough electricity to power air conditioning equipment. Unemployment is widespread, especially among young people, in the city that has a population of around 4 million people. The number of drug arrests has risen since 2015, notes Shakir Aziz, a member of the Basra Police Narcotics Force. By March, police had seized 15 kilograms of illegal drugs this year. Some 50 to 60 people are arrested each week on drug-related crimes, compared to more than 1,000 all last year, he added. Major Aziz told the Reuters news agency that drugs have spread because the youth are lost. They have no money. They are sick of life. He added that prison officials tell the police 90% of inmates are convicted on drug charges. Stop sending them. So, we keep them here, Aziz said, speaking about small, overcrowded holding cells. In 2017, Iraq declared victory in the four-year war against the self-declared Islamic State, or IS, group. The city of Basra never fell to IS militants. The situation in the prisons is evidence of the difference between the wealth Basra province produces and its poor living conditions. Basra's oil industry is responsible for over 90% of the state's revenues. Local health officials promised to reopen and improve a 44-bed rehabilitation center this month, but the police say 44 beds is not enough. All of Basra's oil, and we can't afford rehab? Said Aziz, the police narcotics officer. Asked about the situation, the state-owned Basra Oil Company said it has offered to donate $5 million for a drug treatment center. A police official, Bassem Ranam, said methamphetamine, known popularly as crystal meth, is the most widespread drug. Opium, cannabis, and pills are also commonly used. Basra's police force says 97% of drug users arrested in 2018 were unemployed, and more than two-thirds were 25 years of age or younger. All of the drugs come from other countries, said Colonel Ismail Al-Maliki, who heads the Basra Police Narcotics Unit. Basra Police Chief Rashid Falih said in November that 80% of drugs entering the city come from Iran. The Iranian government has denied his claim. Even so, preventing drug trafficking is a serious problem for Iran. It borders Afghanistan, the world's largest opium producer, and Pakistan, a major transit country for drugs. I'm John Russell.